Welcome back. You're here on More Than Money with Faisal and Leanna, filling in for Dave Popowich today. It's nice to be here, Faisal, and glad to get to join you this afternoon, and particularly for this next segment that we've got. Now, romance scams is something that we talk about increasingly often with some of our clients, and I know that you've actually had a recent experience with them.
Yeah, I want to tell you this story, Leanna, because I think it's something that raised a flag for us. We have an individual that sat down with us for a meeting, and he basically was telling us that he's dating somebody out of New York. Fantastic. We're happy to hear that you're happy. You know, how many times you get to meet this person? Oh, I've never met her. Okay. How do you stay in contact? Oh, we're communicating online and we're having chats, and I want to go down to New York to see her, but she's asking me to send some money over so I can get into this investment with her, and I want to send $100,000 over. And of course, flags are flying everywhere for us. We're like, oh no, we got to stop this, slow this down. Let's figure this out before you send $100,000 over. I'll make a long story short by saying basically what was happening in the situation is that this person was trying to get the individual here in Calgary to send money to some sort of investment so that he can make 20 times his money, and they'll send it back. And it was a big issue. We found out he was being scammed by an individual. The individual was not in New York, hence why they haven't met. But it's something that caused a concern, and that's why we have this guest on our show to talk about these types of frauds are happening all the time. This is one example, but there's a whole bunch of, we'll call them romance scams, that are out there. And we have our guest from the Alberta Securities Commission, Cynthia Campbell, Director of Enforcement. Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So let's talk about this. Romance scams, what are they?
Well, Faisal, as you've described, these types of romance scams are becoming increasingly common, and they're very much as you've described, where individuals meet online. There's a virtual relationship, whether it's through a dating website or other ways, email messages, other ways of meeting online. And the scammer works to build the trust and affection of the person that they are trying to victimize. So they create this artificial relationship that the other individual believes is real. And it often results in these scammers either directly asking for money, or as in the situation you've described that we're seeing a lot more often now, encouraging the victim to invest, to send them, either send the other person money to invest on their behalf, or to invest directly into a scam website.
So what should people be doing to be on the lookout for this? Like, are they targeting specific individuals with a certain type of profile, or is this so broad that we should be doing some more, I'll call it, due diligence before we start getting to an online relationship?
These types of romance scams are part of a broader group of investment scams. Romance scams are just one version of an investment scam. And we are seeing a proliferation across Canada and globally of these investment scams. So there are things that people should be watching out for. And we should all be aware that technology is enabling these scams to happen more frequently and to be better and more customized to each person. So, you know, a romance scam, there may be some people who are seeking a relationship who may be more vulnerable to that type of scam. There may be others who will fall victim to investment scams because they're interested in saving funds for their children's education, or they're looking to boost their retirement savings. So it's what I call now a scam for everyone. And so we should be aware of that and not think that there are only certain people who are vulnerable. We're all potentially vulnerable now. So in terms of what to watch for, we need to really be careful, especially online, and ask ourselves first, is the person or company or this investment opportunity registered? It's important to invest through registered individuals and firms and trading platforms to ensure that they're selling qualified investments and that they meet the regulatory requirements. It's really easy in Alberta to check registration. The Alberta Securities Commission has a website called checkfirst.ca. People can go there, go to the list of registration, type in a name, and find out whether or not that person or company is registered in Alberta. Another step people can take is to take your time. Don't get pressured into sending money quickly or investing in something immediately. That's often a red flag when someone's trying to act with high pressure. To beware of investing through people and those that you've only met online, you don't actually know that person in person. We see a lot of these artificial relationships where, whether it's romantic or otherwise, where someone's looking simply to gain trust and to use that for fraudulent reasons.
So what are some of the most common, let's say, red flags that are involved in these types of scams? Like, what are the things that pop up that people should, they should catch their attention and say, maybe I should do a double check about this?
We often say if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And from my experience, it almost always is too good to be true. If someone is offering an investment where they say, look, it's a safe bet, they're guaranteed high returns, there's little or no risk involved, be really, really careful. The reality is that with high returns and investments comes high risk, even if it's a legitimate investment. So beware of that. Beware if an investment is being offered through a close friend or family member, a work colleague. What we're seeing is that the scammers are bringing one person in and building trust with that person. And sometimes that person will even be able to take some of their money back out of the investment. So I might put $100,000 in this scenario into this online investment platform and look to get a return and pull some of that money out, and they may allow me to do that. And the reason that happens is they're building my trust, because as soon as I say, I'm making a lot of money off this, I'm much more likely now to go and tell my family, my friends, people I work with. You know, we have one individual in Edmonton where we found out this one person who had been victimized brought 38 other people into the scam with her, because she thought she was doing her friends, family, and colleagues a favor by helping them. So be really careful that just because it's someone you know, it doesn't mean that it's actually a genuine investment.
Cynthia, we've got about 2 minutes left. I want to ask you a question like this. So my father is 79 years of age. He goes online. He calls it the Yahoo, by the way. It's not just Yahoo. He calls it the Yahoo. So we kind of get an idea of his thought process there. And on the Yahoo comes up this opportunity to invest, but we'll get him 20% returns. What questions should my father be asking before he clicks, yes, I want to invest?
The first thing he should ask is, can I afford to give this money away to a fraudster? And if I can't, I probably shouldn't be doing this. He should be asking, is this online platform that he's seeing, is it registered? Go to checkfirst.ca and see if it's registered. He should be aware that the vast majority of online investment opportunities where people are being offered an opportunity to invest directly right now, the vast majority of these are scams. There are only 10 or 11 crypto trading platforms in Canada that are registered through a securities regulator, but there are thousands out there that are offering these opportunities. So it's really important to check registration. And if your father were by chance to invest in one of these, what we see then is people who have been victimized will be approached with opportunities to recover their money. And they need to know that those are also scams. We call them recovery room scams, where it's the same fraudsters will reach out and try to help them. So sometimes people dig themselves into a hole by becoming a victim of these frauds, and they actually keep digging deeper because they now think they're working with someone online who's going to help them. By if you pay a fee, you may get your money back. It's just more money being put into the hands of the fraudsters.
Great information, great advice, not only from my dad, but for everybody listening and watching this. We've been joined by Cynthia Campbell, Director Enforcement of the Alberta Securities Commission. Cynthia, thank you once again.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so we want to make sure that you can have your money for the long term. You want to make sure that you have enough income and cash flow. And you want to make sure you do your due diligence and check on who's going to be there, how they registered, and so forth. We're going to talk about our next upcoming seminar, where we're going to talk about those specific issues directly. When's our next seminar, Leanne?
It's actually on Tuesday, July 25th, 7 p.m. at the Hamptons Golf Club. Now, you do need to register to join us there live in person. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to do that.
When do you know that you have enough money to retire? We're going to talk about that when we come back after the break. We're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.